As the last leg of 2020 begins, we enter the phase of celebrations, colors, laughter, and bondings. India is the global ambassador of festivities, and we are here to read out chapters from this novel. Stories of nostalgia, stories of culture, and stories of home. TNL Audio Stories presents the festive edition with trips across the country via its many festivals. Are you ready? For the second episode, we are going to play some Garba in Gujarat and witness the phenomena that is the festival of Navratri. When you come back home after 8 months in the middle of a pandemic, you can trust your mother to feel slightly sentimental. Mine went ahead and took out photo albums from school days to relive some COVID-free memories. A rather cute photo of me looking like Motichur Laddu in an orange lehenga caught my attention. Mini me in the tattered image smiled innocently, with only one agenda in mind: to win the Garba competition in a couple of hours. I lost that day, but holding the moment in my hands today felt like a great consolation prize. I checked the calendar to realize the festival of Navratri is here. A sense of guilt washed over me, and I decided to reminisce the magic and stories of my friends back in Gujarat. The love for this festival runs in their veins, and there is no better place to be during this time. Months before the celebration period arrives, outfit ideas are shared over WhatsApp groups, multiple trips are made to their favorite local designer shops to get the best chanya choli and kedu, and dance practice starts to get the most difficult steps right. You know, it's like traveling, how the journey holds just as much importance as the destination itself. Imagine this affair to be something like that, and enjoy every bit of the prep just as much. Oh, and definitely sneak some cardio in. Mornings start with chants of aarti and the lighting of a diya that burns for all 9 nights. Kids gather around to hold the thali as elders close their eyes, channeling the inner strength of the goddess. Each day of Navratri celebrates a different avatar of the Adya Shakti,
the one who destroyed Mahishasura.
Different families worship different avatars of Ma Durga, Ma Amba. But in the end, it's all one. Not only that, but all festivals have the same motto: the celebration of good over evil and the impeccable power of the Nari. Someone told me how their grandmother and her friends would take the garpo, an earthen pot that is decorated with the candle inside. It signifies the existence of life inside the universe, and go dancing in the neighborhood, toe to toe. They would sing songs and enjoy every single moment of the 9-day celebrations. I guess with the commercial Navratri grounds shut this year, people will get to relive the true essence of this vibrant festival. Dressed in colorful chanya cholis, some embroidered with mirror work and some decked in shells, women make a beeline to play Garba on the beats of the dhol. Men join in their traditional attire to spin like no one's watching. Soon enough, the sticks of dandiya come out, each fancier than the last, and the dholes have another rhythmic beat added to it. It is advisable to be careful here, as I've had a major black eye incident back when I was a teenager, when a pumped uncle unintentionally hit me with a rather blingy dandiya. Ras Garba in Baroda is supposed to be where the largest crowd is, and many have that on their bucket lists. And Ahmedabad witnesses celebrities being invited to make everyone dance to their melodious voices. I don't know about you, but I can totally hear Falguni Pathak's voice in the background right now. Now, most people fast during this time, including my friends. Once when I was over at her place on the 8th day, I was served the most delicious Sabudana Khichdi I've ever tasted. In between the evening aarti and learning the Prachin style of Garba that involves quicker movements and faster claps, I could sense the levels of energy around me. I don't know if it was the goddess giving them this miraculous boost, or the fact that they just love their garba, or even that they just want to let go for a couple of nights and simply dance. It felt absolutely right. I miss procuring passes for the bigger grounds to spending quality time with everyone at home. Navratri goes by with great passion and laughter. With beads of sweat on the forehead and tiny bruises on the feet, people rush to the water stands to gulp down every last drop. They earn that every last drop after having danced till 4 a.m. and not ready to stop anytime soon. Call it excitement. Call it devotion. It's remarkable to be in that presence. As Navratri ends, everyone starts making plans for the next one with the same levels of enthusiasm and zeal. But not before they queue up on the day of the Dasera early in the morning outside stalls that serve the local delicacy of jalebi and fafda. Families spend the day wearing the finest of clothes and adorn their vehicles with garlands. The 10th day brings with it the hope that good would soon prevail when the fasting ends and the goddess wins. This Navratri, hope holds an entire new meaning, doesn't it? I shut the photo album now, quite full to the brim with nostalgia, when the famous Sanero starts playing on the channel that my dad's watching. I smile as I imitate the step and go back to being the child in that orange lehenga, or maybe even the extremely happy teen with the black eye. Happy Navratri, everyone. This week we visited the lanes of Gujarat for Navratri. Next week we go someplace special to celebrate yet another festival. Any guesses what it could be? Stay tuned to Travel and Leisure India to find out.